And my second question is, what is the wisdom behind that? Why Krishna did that?
What?
Why we had to go through all this suffering? I mean, why any father would do to his children?
Well, in this respect, I thought of one, I recall one incident in Prabhupada's life. Prabhupada's son, one day, wanted to touch the fan. There was a fan like that. That's a table fan. He wanted to touch the table fan. And the mother, his mother tried to stop him. Said, no, you can't do that. But he just insisted. No, he wanted to touch. Prabhupada was reading at that time. So he was feeling a little disturbed. The child is crying. So he came out and he asked, what happened? So his wife said that he wanted to touch the moving fan. So Prabhupada tried to explain to him, but he was insisting. Then Prabhupada just switched off the fan. And the fan was still moving. And he said, okay, go touch it. Go touch it. And he touched it. Tang! And he started to cry, oh, I got hurt, I got hurt. He said, I told you that you got hurt. Still, why did you won't listen to me? So now, go and touch again. He said, no, I don't want to touch it. So, yes, he is our Supreme Father. But we are the stubborn, naughty children. The Father, whatever the Father is instructing us, we don't want to listen to him. We said, no, we want to do it, we want to do it, we want to do it, go to the material nature, and we want to enjoy like you. Then Krishna said, okay, go. Go. And when you come here, we go through this suffering. And this suffering is actually a process to rectify our consciousness. And then when you realize how much we are suffering, then we want to mitigate our suffering condition. We say, I don't want to suffer. I want to get out of this suffering condition. And then one comes across a bona fide spiritual master, and then the spiritual master instructs him how to get out of this suffering condition. And the answer is surrender to Krishna. Just surrender to Krishna. Your cause of your suffering is